6 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Let's find out about a potential world record being set now, because a team of injured troops hope to set a new world record over the coming 24 hours on Teesside. Our reporter Lee Johnson can tell us a little bit more. Hello, Lee.
Morning, Ali. Yes, I'm just stood looking out onto the track here at the South Tees Motorsports Park in Southbank. As you've probably seen looking out the window, it's a bit drizzly today, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Reminiscent of the qualifying laps at Silverstone just the other day. I'm just walking into a bit of a covering at the moment, just a tarpaulin that's up here in front of me. I've got two modified go-karts, one of which is going to be used today. I'm just going to give you a brief idea of what's been done to these carts, and we'll have a really quick chat with Dave Player, who came up with it. Imagine a normal go-kart, Ali, but without the pedals, essentially. So they've taken motorbike parts and used those for a throttle and brake that you can use with your hands, actually, instead of using your legs. Now, Dave Player, as I mentioned, created these go-karts, and he joins me now. Dave, first of all, just tell us where the idea came for these carts.
I came up with the idea about a year ago, because the hand controls that exist are paddles, and you need two fully functional hands to work the paddles. So anybody that's got any missing fingers or missing thumb won't be able to use them. So lads that are injured nowadays have got missing fingers and missing thumbs and legs as well. So the hand controls we've designed are suitable for as many different injuries as possible.
And this record attempt today is featuring injured ex-servicemen. What's made you want to take on this challenge?
Well, I set up Kart Force about a year ago to provide karting for injured troops. So what we do, we organise karting events where injured lads race against non-injured drivers in mainstream karting. So these four lads are part of a team Kart Force that go around, and we enter all different types of races, and they do really well.
And the weather isn't the best today, is it? How confident you are today of setting this record? 24 hours round on this track, constantly.
I was promised that it never rains in Middlesbrough on a Monday, so that's why we organised the event today. No, we're setting a new world record, which is 24 hours, the furthest driven in a kart with hand controls. So the lads are confident that we'll come close to the existing world record, but we'll be setting a new world record, and then every year injured lads, new teams of injured lads, can come along and try to break it.
Dave, thank you. One of the lads taking part today is Ash. Now, Ash, you unfortunately lost both your legs in Afghanistan a couple of years ago, and your thumb as well. You're taking part today. How do you feel about it? Do you feel confident? Because 5 months after your injury, you were in go-karting, weren't you?
5 months after, it was the first time I'd ever go-karted, so it's not really got anything to compare it to, because I've never raced with legs. I mean, the hand controls that Dave's designed are pretty amazing thing, really. They're put everyone on a level playing field and just makes it all easy.
And the weather's a bit dodgy today. Does that put you off, or do you think you're going to cope?
It's going to get wet, put it that way, yeah.
Ash, thanks for that. Dave, really quick then, are you going to do it then?
Absolutely. I think everyone's going to be really impressed with what these guys are going to achieve. Between the four of them, they've only got three legs, but they're going to do just as well as guys with legs can do.
Well, all the best of you. I'm sure it's going to be an absolutely fantastic achievement. Let's hope the weather clears up for them. I think they were due to start at 9 o'clock, Ali. We're going to postpone it by about an hour just to see if these clouds move on.
I'm sure. Let's hope they do anyway, Lee. Thanks so much indeed for that. Lee Johnson at South Tees Motorsport Park there. And attempted a new world record. Let's keep everything crossed that they managed to set that new world record today. It